Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, September 25th, 2025. In the Bangor area, a spike in HIV cases is happening at the same time that needle exchange programs are being shut down. Maine ACT UP is organizing around the issue, and they invite anyone who's interested to join them for some upcoming trainings they're offering.
Thank you, Amy Brown, for hosting me today. I truly appreciate the work you do. My name is Jay Echeverria, and I am here today to announce two trainings this weekend in Bangor. One, a direct action training from 12 to 5 on Saturday, and two, a martial training from 1 to 3 on Sunday. The trainings will take place at the UU Church on 120 Park Street and will be hosted by ACT UP Maine, a new chapter of the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power, formed in response to Maine's HIV outbreak. The trainings will be led by Alexis Danzig, an ACT UP activist from New York, and will cover topics from nonviolent direct action to First Amendment rights while protesting. The goal of these trainings is to activate a harm reduction response team to mitigate Maine's HIV outbreak in support of the already incredible work by Bangor's existing organizations. It will also be a space in which harm reduction advocates can network with one another and form a coalition to develop strategies collectively on stopping the spread of HIV in Maine. They started noticing a cluster in October 2023, and since then, there have been 27 new cases of HIV that have emerged in Bangor or been identified. And Maine's normal number of identifying new HIV cases is 1 to 2 cases a year. So 27 in the span of less than 2 years is a really big number. So that's sort of the framework that we're going into of why this is such a serious situation. All are welcome who are interested in direct action or martial training, whether or not you do harm reduction work. For more information, please check out our Instagram at @ME_ACT UP. There you can find a link in the bio to sign up for our trainings this weekend. In this link, you can ask for accommodations such as rides, dietary, and childcare. Across Maine, municipalities are creating roadblocks to life-saving preventative measures proven through detailed research studies to inhibit the spread of HIV. These roadblocks include a moratorium on syringe services in Auburn, restrictions on syringe services provided by nonprofit Needlepoint Sanctuary in Bangor, and a change from a 1 to 100 needle exchange to a 1 to 1 needle exchange in Saco with the same threat in Lewiston, as well as the closing of Lewiston's syringe service program, the Church of Safe Injection. Mainers must take matters into our own hands to prevent the spread of HIV. Join the ACT UP Direct Action Training from 12 to 5 this Saturday and the martial training from 1 to 3 this Sunday in Bangor to stop the spread of HIV in Maine.
That was Jay Echeverria, and you can find them on Instagram again, the new Maine ACT UP chapter, at @ME_ACT UP. And just a quick update on a story that we reported on earlier this week. Representative Shelley Pingree, the congresswoman from Congressional District 1, had sent letters to the Department of Homeland Security officials and to ICE officials expressing concerns about an ICE operation in Portland on a school access road that happened during school drop-off time, in which the officers wore masks and the vehicles were unmarked and they refused to answer questions from the school administration, about individuals being required to attend ICE hearings without their lawyers being permitted to join them, and Scarborough town officials being refused access to an ICE facility in their town. She also let them know that she planned to make a visit there herself soon. We asked their office, Pingree's office, to let us know if they received responses to those letters as requested, and we have heard back from a spokesperson from her office that they have only received acknowledgement of receipt of the letters. They have not received any actual responses. I'll keep you posted if that changes. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.